This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament. The president said that agro, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector. President Murmu said the new government is going to present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. She said that the country has risen from the 11th position to become the fifth largest economy in 10 years. Pointing towards the responsibility of the members of parliament, the president highlighted that opposition to policies and obstruction of parliamentary functioning are two different things. During the president's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, arrested two persons in connection with the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG exam. Official sources said that the two accused have been arrested from Patna in Bihar. The CBI, which formally took over the investigation into the NEET UG paper leak case, visited the Office of the Economic Offences Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police on Monday and started an investigation in this regard. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, who busted the alleged scam, has said that question papers were leaked from Hazaribagh Centre and distributed to the suspected candidates at different places by an interstate organised gang. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jitan Ram Manchi, launched two new schemes on World MSME Day in New Delhi. The MSME Team initiative aims to facilitate 5 lakh micro and small enterprises for open network for digital commerce. Meanwhile, the Yashaswini campaign focuses on mass awareness to formalize women-owned informal micro enterprises and provide necessary support and assistance. Addressing the Udyami Bharat event, Mr. Manji emphasized the importance of inclusive and focused efforts, particularly in rural and remote areas. In Jharkhand, the Ranchi Special PMLA Court today extended the judicial custody of jailed former Chief Minister Hemant Soren by 14 days. Soren is lodged in Birsa Munda Central Jail in Ranchi on charges of money laundering through a land scam. Mr. Soren, along with 11 other accused persons, were produced before the special court via video conferencing. The next court appearance for all the accused is scheduled for July 11. A delegation of Janata Dal United MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, BJP and JDU have a long history of working together and fighting poor governance, corruption and criminalization in Bihar. He said the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has taken Bihar on the path of development. The Prime Minister said, both parties will keep working together for good governance. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of the North Arabian Sea in Gujarat, some parts of Rajasthan and western Uttar Pradesh, most parts of Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, some parts of Punjab and eastern Uttar Pradesh. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, second semi-final between India and defending champions England is delayed due to rain at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Earlier, England won the toss and have opted to field. Putting into bat first, India were 65 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in 8 overs. The rain played spoilsport again as it stopped play after the 8th over. And that is the end of this news bulletin.